Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm happy to get Ryan Arcidiacono on the show. I mean, he used to terrorize DePaul when I was doing play-by-play for DePaul games. It was not fun to watch what he was doing to them, but it is fun to watch him live out his NBA dreams with the Bulls. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out in Melrose Park, or you can go to alpamonteford.com. Arch, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
So I want to start with the event that you guys had yesterday with the Modelo. What was that all about? Because it seemed like a pretty good list, and getting someone from each team to kind of talk about your passion seems like a dope idea.
Yeah, it was awesome. Modelo and they teamed up with RSVP Gallery, and we had a great little group. Myself, Alex Brown, former Bear, Elo Jimenez, and then Connor Murphy, just talking about our fighting spirit. You know, that's Modelo's slogan to get to where we are today. You know, the people in our lives who help shape the way that we play and represent the city of Chicago, and continuing that fighting spirit, playing for great fan bases, and really enjoying our time here in Chicago.
That's dope, man. I'm glad that you had an opportunity to do that, and it seemed like it was a really cool event with the RSVP Gallery being involved as well. You've had to fight for everything that you've gotten as a professional. Is draft night hard for you because you were an undrafted guy?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had to fight to where I got to. You know, it's been a tougher road, but I'm glad to where I've gotten to. But draft night is always fun. It's always great to see some former Villanova guys and guys that I know get drafted. But, you know, for myself and other undrafted players, there's been a spot for guys who are undrafted to really really make an impact on some NBA teams throughout the league. I think we saw with Caruso, you saw with Fred VanVleet, and a couple other guys just really trying to make their impacts. And just know that draft night isn't the be-all, end-all. It's all about the time that you put in training camp and grinding and fighting all the way to get a full roster spot at some point.
Where were you drawing inspiration from back then?
Definitely, I got it from my mom. You know, from one of six kids. She really had. She was working two jobs at the same time. I was trying to live out my dream of continuing to play in high school and then in college, getting a full scholarship. And then she's still working today. So I definitely get my fighting spirit from my mom, and seeing how she raised all six of us to be as successful as we can be, and really give us that inspiration to go fight for whatever we can, and do it with pride.
There's been a lot of changes with the Bulls over the last couple of months. What have been the conversations that you've had with Mark Eversley or Billy Donovan or Arturis Karnišovas?
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, there's a great sense of fresh breath there in there. We're getting to work. Mark AK and Billy have all been great, really receptive and talking, and there's just really big time energy in there. We're eager to get back in, work out together, and turn this thing around for a great city, great fan base, and we're heading in the right direction. Mark has been great, like I said, and they really make you feel comfortable in there, but they're also pushing us to be the best that we can be.
For sure. It does seem like that it's a clean break and everyone gets an opportunity to kind of start over. So I imagine that for someone like you, where you've had to earn it that all the time, how do you go about impressing this new group and showing them that you still deserve your minutes?
Yeah, I think that it's nothing that you need to focus on doing anything different. I think you trust your skills and your ability and what got you to where you are today. And for me, that's doing all the little things and trying to make my teammates better, who knows if I'll play as much, maybe more, maybe less. But whatever the case is, I think we all have one common goal, and that's to turn this thing into a winner. So whatever that case may be, I'm always down for it. But just to continue my game and continue to push others around me. And even right now, we haven't played in 9 months, so we need to push each other to get back into game shape right away and start off quick. While some of these other teams who are probably coming off the bubble aren't as excited as we are to get back to playing.
I wanted to ask you about that. And we're talking with Ryan Arcidiacono here on The Score. It felt like I've grown up a Bulls fan. I've been a Bulls fan like my entire life. It felt like the Bulls weren't part of the NBA. Like, it's weird that everything was going on in the bubble and the organization was kind of in flux. Was it strange for you guys to not be in that bubble?
Oh, it was definitely bad. I think it was kind of like an embarrassment to ourselves and representing the city and everyone. But I think that we took it as like, you know what, we need to get better if we want to be considered a team. It felt like we were just forgotten. And I know that we're not that bad of a team. We have great pieces that we need to be able to put it together. But it was just a weird time. I had tough times watching the games just because I knew that we weren't there. We weren't able to compete and at least be down there for a chance to make the playoffs or whatever. But we didn't put ourselves in the situation to be down in that bubble. But you know what? We're trying to start fresh and get back, and hopefully we can start off next season off on the right foot and go from there.
What have you heard or seen from Patrick Williams?
I just saw him this morning. They're getting in, and I think they had to get their COVID testing done. I don't know what the protocol is for these guys just traveling in. But I've heard he's a great athlete, great kid, willing to eat, to learn, and is eager to get better and help us turn this into a winning situation.
I hope that is the case, man. Arch, this was great. I'm glad that we had the chance to talk, and I thank Modelo for having you be a part of my show today. Thank you so much, and continued health, man. Take care of yourself, and good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Sorry for all the DePaul hate.
I mean, you just would crush us, man. Like, I remember one particular game where it was on campus because DePaul didn't rate you guys going down to the Spectrum and playing. And I think at the first time out, I think it was 18-0. And I was like, oh, my God, this is just going – You guys used to just take us out to the woodshed, man.
Yeah, Coach Wright's got a good thing going. He gets good guys who are now turning into a lot of NBA draft picks. So he's got a good thing rolling there. But I'm always supporting the Big East, especially a local Chicago team. So I'm always pulling for them as well when they're now playing Villanova.
Yeah, and you used to enjoy crushing them. And it's totally okay, man. That was your job, and you did your job very well. Arch, good luck to you, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one. Thank you for having me.
That's Ryan Arcidiacono. That turned out great.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.